I like talking about a subject, especially, this is God we're talking about, God the Holy Spirit, but a subject that there's just so much confusion on. Or people just don't talk about the Holy Spirit, or what you see about the Holy Spirit is goofy. Did you hear me say? Y'all right, I've already offended you out of the gate. Guys, it's the honest truth. It is. So, let's look at the message today. This is our third in a little series. If you want to go back, you can go online, look at each message, and I think you'll come away with, wow, a pretty good understanding, or at least a good start, a good foundation for you to keep going further. Let's go now with the message, the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, today's message is called, here it is, witnesses to the what? Presence of the what? Power of the Holy Spirit. So, witnesses to the presence of the power of the Holy Spirit. Because a lot of times you'll flip on TV or you'll go to whatever church and something will be happening and it seems crazy. Well, that's Holy Spirit! That must be the witness! Would y'all go back to the Bible with me? Can we go back to the Bible? And let's go back to the Bible and let's see in the early church, when the church first started, when the Holy Spirit did come with power. And let's learn today some things about the Holy Spirit. Witnesses of the presence of the power of the Holy Spirit. So let's roll. Rog, here we go. We're in Acts last week. And we laid a foundation. And we saw several things. We gave a lot of the words of Jesus. Say words of Jesus with me. Do you remember last week that study we did on the Holy Spirit about all the words of Jesus? Not all of them, but most of the words of Jesus about the Holy Spirit. Remember that? And then we ended up with Acts, because Jesus had told the disciples and the followers, wasn't necessarily a large group there in Jerusalem. He told them to stay in Jerusalem. Don't go back to Galilee, even though you live in Galilee. And this is religious Grand Central Station, Jerusalem, but they weren't from Jerusalem. They didn't really like Jerusalem. They liked Galilee. That's not where they were from. Jesus said, stay here, because you're going to receive power. And the Holy Spirit's going to come. And we saw Peter and the disciples and other followers, they stayed. The ones that had turned tail and run, the ones who were powerless, became endued with power. And remember what happened? They spoke up, remember? Say. And then they stood up, remember? Standing up before enemies that killed Christ. Thousands and thousands of them from different language and nationalities. The Bible says all around the earth they were there. And they stood up and they preached the word, and many were saved. 3,000 at one time. Do you remember that last week? Yes or no? So we made the case. We talked about that. We tried to point out the main things about the Holy Spirit's power. So try not to get to go sleep on me right now. I think you're going to enjoy this message if you'll hang in here with me. So here we are. So they preach now, Peter. The others are speaking to them in their own what? Language! Yeah! Galileans speaking all these different dialects. How did that happen? The power of the what? Holy Spirit. It was actually a language. It actually said, how can we hear these crazy Galileans? I'll put the word crazy in there. How can we hear these Galileans speak in our own what? Language, our own tongue. And that's what was happening. And guess what? Because of that, watch. Then they that what? Gladly received His what? Were baptized, and the same day they were added unto them, say it with me, how many? About how many? 3,000 souls. So let's continue now with the message. 9 witnesses of the Holy Spirit. We're going to start right there. The Holy Spirit. Matter of fact, Peter said this. Peter said this to people who were enemies of the cross. He said it to unbelievers. He said, a little bit earlier as he was speaking, he said, believe in Jesus Christ, the one you've crucified, for the remission or for the forgiveness of your sins. And you also shall receive the gift of the who? Holy Spirit. That's what he said. They will receive the gift of the Spirit. And guess what they did? So here's Acts 2:41. Stay with me. So they they that gladly received His word. See, He didn't say if you go to church or make it a church thing. No, He said if you put your faith in Jesus Christ. He didn't just say Jesus. He said Jesus the Christ, the Anointed One, the Messiah. He will be your Messiah. And that was words that would get them killed. Do you understand that or not? You believe that He is the Messiah, the Anointed One. But you ain't just playing at it. You're going to have to do it. And they that what? Say it when they that what? Gladly what? Received. Guys, the Holy Spirit is not something you're going to play at. Receiving His power, having His power work in your life is not something you're going to play at or you should play at or can play at. It's also something, it's not something you're going to fake. Say the word fake. Fake. One more time. Fake. You don't do that. Okay? How did they receive salvation and the gift of the Holy Spirit? What was the witness of the Holy Spirit that came upon these unbelievers? These are unbelievers, guys. Look at the witness of the Holy Spirit that came on these unbelievers, the very ones that had cried out for the death of Jesus. Crucify Him! Crucify Him! Now they are believing in Christ. And here's one right here. They gladly received His word. That's a witness of the presence of the power of the Holy Spirit. Did you see that, yes or no? Do you think somebody who is an enemy of the gospel, stay with me, an enemy of Christ, an unbeliever of Christ, if they turn now and receive His word and they're doing it gladly, would you say that must be the Holy Spirit? Yes or no? Somebody tell me. Okay, let's keep moving. And they were baptized. That's another witness of the Holy Spirit in their life. That word is just that word baptized. They were baptized. We know what baptism is, but it was their way of following and obedience. Say the word obedient. Obedient. Do you think somebody who's against Christ, who now is a follower of Christ and who's obeying Christ, do you think that's a witness of the Holy Spirit? Yes or no? Absolutely, guys. That's why I've seen so many people change over the years. You say, well, I can't change. I just do this way I am. Well, that's bull. Well, yeah, you can't. But the power of the Holy Spirit in you can do anything. Don't limit Him. Amen. Are you hearing me today? People like my mother, I never saw her sober, never saw her sober, never saw her sober. In the evening, she put her faith in Christ. My mother never drank another drop. How did that happen? Somebody say it with me. The power of the... Well, look at that. It happens, guys. How many would say that as a witness in this room this morning? God working in your life has helped change your life, and there's no other answer to it other than the power of the Holy Spirit working in you. How about, look at that. Can we praise the Lord? Make some noise. Come on. Praise the Lord with me this morning. That's what we're talking about today. Now, let's keep moving. Let's keep moving. So we've seen those two things. Let's keep reading the Scriptures. We're talking about witnesses of the presence of the power of the Holy Spirit. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. So another witness is they did what? Say it again. They did what? Do you think you continuing steadfastly is you? Or do you think you continuing steadfastly, being faithful to the Lord, doing the right thing, following Jesus, is the Holy Spirit working in you, helping you do that? It is the last answer. Amen? They continue steadfastly. That's why so many people, they start and they don't stop. I mean, they start and they stop. They don't keep going. They don't have the power of the Holy Spirit. They start, and what they started wasn't something that was gladly received of the Lord. I can't explain it all. All I know is this is a witness of the Holy Spirit when you continue steadfast. Did you hear me, yes or no? Are y'all all right? Say, you need to get that down right there. People tell me, Clark, I hear it all the time now. Man, I can't believe you stayed with this building all these years. And you just stayed with it, man. You just stayed with it. You just stayed with it. Why should that surprise anybody? It sure ain't me. Have I ever felt like quitting? Yeah! But He ain't never made me feel like quitting. He gives me the strength, the energy. Are y'all hearing me say? Or people in marriages, or people with whatever situation might be in your life. The power of the Holy continue what? To be steadfast. Are y'all listening? Oh yeah, because at our best day, we just sinners and we just big quitters. but the Holy Spirit working in us. Now, here's what they did, though. They continued steadfast in the apostles' doctrine, in fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayer. So we see the witness of the Holy Spirit. Now, we're just walking. Keep walking. Here we go. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. So, the next witness of the Holy Spirit is, say that with me, they what? The word fear is the word awe. Say awe. And respect. Respect. I used to cuss God with my mouth. I had no fear of God. Why don't I do that now? The presence of the Holy Spirit. I don't fear the Lord because of me. Oh, you're a good guy. You fear the Lord. No, I'm a sinner, saved by the grace of God, who has the Holy Spirit's presence and power in my life. And therefore, I'm able to be in awe of Him and respect Him. Are y'all hearing the message today? Why are you talking like this, Clark? Here's why I'm talking like this. It seems like we've relegated the Holy Spirit to cuckoo land. To craziness. Excuse me. This is the presence of the Holy Spirit. Did you hear me? Working in your life, working in my life, helping me to stay steadfast, helping you to stay steadfast, helping you to fear Him and to honor Him and to live for Him. Who you think's doing that, guys? Yes or no? Who you think's doing it? Holy Spirit working in you. Well, and when you start to think like this and you start to realize this, wow, how much more your worship takes off. Amen? As you start to know it's not you, it's Him working inside of me. Amen? Yes or no? Praise the Lord. Keep looking. So, we're just walking, right? We're not even skipping much scripture or nothing. We're just walking. The early church, this is what happened. The Holy Spirit was going to come. Peter said, look, if you'll believe in Jesus the Christ, you'll have forgiveness of sins. You'll also receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And then these things started happening immediately. Immediately to these people who had been enemies. They're now followers of Christ. Are you seeing it? Who's doing all this? The Holy Spirit. And all that believed were what? Together, and they had all things common. So they were together. How many know? You've got people from all over the planet here. That's at that in Jerusalem. They're enemies of the cross. They hated the disciples and the followers of Jesus. And yet, look at it now. These people are saved, and they're all what? Who you think's making them work together like that? And stay together like that? Them? You think their little personalities and little talents, they've gone to Carnegie School or somewhere and had to be with people? Is that what they've done here? No, sir. It's the Holy Spirit. It's amazing what you can do in the power of the Holy Spirit. You hear it all the time. Church is this, and church is splitting, and church is this. You know why? Because power of the Holy Spirit's not working. Did you hear me? Yes or no? It's usually somebody's personality. It's usually somebody wants their ball, and I'm going to go home. Are you hearing me? Guys, I don't want to be nowhere like that. I have a life, and my life matters, and the longer I live, the more I'm realizing the less time I got. I want to live a good life, and I want to live a life to the full, just like He promised me I could have John 10:10. Amen? Say, life to the full. Say it with me, life to the what? Life to the what? Absolutely. That's what I want, man. So I want him to have us together. Amen? Say, love Jesus, love people. Love Jesus, what? Love people. Come on. They had all things what? Common. They had all things. That's what the word fellowship means. The actual word fellowship means having things in common. Having things in common. People tell me often, they say, you're just like one of us. I had a guy the other day said to me, you sin and you're a sinner just like us. I think he was trying to give me a compliment. Because I knew about some of his sins and I'm like, whoa, come on. Slap me, would you? No, but you know what? That is the truth. I'm no different than you. We have things in common. And because of my pain and some of my hurt I've gone through and struggles, I have more in common with you now than I ever had. Did you hear me? Yes or no? In about a month, I'm going to be adopting two little girls. In about a month with Kim. Yeah. Yeah. How many in here ever had adopted kids or you had stepkids? Can I see your hand? I couldn't relate to you before on that level. But now guess what? You and I have something in what? In common. Isn't that a good thing? Preacher ain't no different. We have things in common. Praise the Lord. Who helps crazy people like me and crazy people like you keep it together at Fellowship Church? Holy Spirit. Did you hear me? Come on. If you doubt the power of the Holy Spirit, listen to me. That's huge to me. I'll take that over flopping any day. You hear me? Are y'all hearing me? I know I'm being ugly. Trying to be rational. Is rational okay? I think it is. They sold their possessions and their goods, and they parted them to all men as every man had what? Need. The power of the Holy Spirit is evidenced right there. They sold their possessions, goods, and they gave them to those in need. It's the craziest thing in the world to think that people would get up on a Sunday morning, drive in their car, come to a church, you pass offering bags, people put money in it, and that's how we run. How does that happen? Power of the Holy Spirit. Are y'all hearing me? The Church of Jesus Christ functions on giving and on cheerful giving. Not just our churches, but churches around the world. Isn't that phenomenal? Say. And you know what? We like money, don't we? We work for our money. That's why I say money is a barometer of your heart. Giving is the barometer of your heart. You want to know how the Holy Spirit's working in your life? Check out your giving. And the Lord's been working hard on me the last couple of years or so. For me, it has been humbling me more and more and more and more and more and more, helping me see what's really important and what's not. People matter more than anything. Are y'all hearing me? Yes or no? People in our life, our community, to give like we give, that's an awesome thing that we're able to do that. Who helps us do that? Someone tell me. Take a wild guess. Holy Spirit, because we like our money, don't we, church? Say. Yeah! You didn't know that was a witness of the Holy Spirit every time you give. Every time you give and you know you're giving because you want to give, because you love God, you want to see others come to. Did you know that's a witness of the Holy Spirit? Say. And if you struggle with it, He wants to help you like He's helped me. Amen? And they continuing daily with one what? In the temple and breaking bread from what? They did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. So they continued, this is a witness of the Holy Spirit. They continued daily with what? Can you imagine all the fighting? Can you imagine guys that were trained Pharisees, Sadducees, scribes, now listening to Peter? Say. That's funny right there. He might not even know how to quote it and say it just right. But they are listening and they're continuing daily in what? One accord. What keeps the fussing and the fighting down at Fellowship Church? Somebody take a wild guess. The power of the what? One more time. The power of the what? Yeah. I'll be honest with you. I don't have fights here. But ask yourself this question. Is Clark a fighter? Oh, yeah. How is it that I don't wrap people's head through a block wall sometimes? In my world that I live, take a wild guess. The power of the what? How many knows that in your own life too, say? Amen? guys, we've made the Holy Spirit out to be, we're going to find the red man. Listen. I think He's really present and helping us in some serious areas if we'd open up our eyes. Are you listening? Say. People ask you, do you go to a church filled with the Holy Spirit? Who should be your answer? Yeah! Spell our name right. Fellowship. Absolutely. You kidding me? Had a lunch this week with a charismatic pastor who needs a lot of prayer. Awesome guy. I love him. We certainly have some different views. But he listens to me. He comes to me for advice, counsel. I thank him for that. I love him. But he said, boy, the charismatic community really loves you. They think you're charismatic too. They do. I said, good. I guess I am. Right? Say. If charismatic means being filled with the Holy Spirit, if charismatic means getting excited for the Lord, if charismatic means, hey, man, if that's what it means, count me in. Amen. Say. But if it means, yeah, praise the Lord. Come on. But, if it means I'm going to make stuff up, count me out. Did you hear me today? That's tough talk this morning. I'm not trying to put you down or hurt you today. But I'm just trying to just walk through, you know, and I don't know everything. But what I do know, I'm trying to share a little. Let's keep looking. So they were in a court in the temple. Boy, that'd have been hard. And breaking of bread from house to house. That's pretty. You put a lot of Christian people just in one house, they'll fight each other. How about this? You put a lot of Christians together, and sometimes they certainly don't have gladness or singleness of heart. I think we'll get to heaven one day, I hope, that this will be said of us. The way y'all kept with that building is because of the power of the Holy Spirit. And the way you kept that singleness of heart to stay steady, power of the Holy Spirit. Wasn't any clever idea? No. Any idea you had? Power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is huge stuff to me. Gigantic. Now, a lot of times we put the Holy Spirit just on this verse. He's been all through this. Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord, say it with me, added to the what? And now who did that? The who? Which is the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the power of the Holy Spirit, the Lord added to the church daily such as should be what? Saved. So, other witnesses of the Holy Spirit, hope I ain't lost you this morning. They praised God. They had favor with who? How is it that we've been able to stay at this high school for almost 12 years? Who would give me the right answer? The power of the... You agree with that? To have favor with the different principals. They're my friends. I love them. When there's a big play going on, they call us ahead of time and tell us how to work it out. I'm going to go ahead and give you a heads up this summer. It's going to be a little rough around here this summer. Say rough with me. But we got the Holy Spirit, don't we, last time I checked? Can He handle rough? Sure! They're going to pave that parking lot out in front. It's a mess. And they're going to pave over here. So probably in a month and a half or so, we're going to have to come in this other driveway and drive back this way. And we're going to have to park back here. There's tons of parking back here. But we're going to have to come in a different entrance while they pave the parking lot. It's going to be different for us. You think we can do different with the Holy Spirit? Yes or no? But the fact that they call us and tell us ahead of time and want to work with us. Who do you think that is? Somebody tell me. Are y'all listening today to something? I hope you are. So, and the Lord added to the church such as daily should be saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what it's all about. So, we saw some witnesses to the presence of the power of the Holy Spirit. Would you say them with me one by one? These are witnesses to the presence of the power of the Holy Spirit. Peter said, believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus the Anointed One, Jesus the Messiah. You'll be forgiven your sins and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
like we have. And we saw they had it, right? Yes or no? That was his words, speaking to an enemy crowd. And we see these things immediately happen. Say number 1 through 9 with me, if you don't mind. Number 1, gladly receive God's word. Be obedient to the Lord's commands. Be steadfast. Fear the Lord. Awe and reverence. Voluntarily serve the Lord. Freely give to the work of the Lord. Continue in every day. Praise the Lord. Regardless, walk in the favor of the Lord. Let's stop that screen right there. Do you see those 9 witnesses to the presence of the power of the Holy Spirit? Are we there today? Did you see that? You cool? So much of what I see makes it look like the Holy Spirit is schizophrenic. Because so much of what I see doesn't match. Back that screen up, please. What I see. So much of what I see doesn't match what I see. How can that be? Because I don't buy that. I believe this is the Holy Spirit. I believe this is the main thing. Did you hear me? This is how the church was born. This is where it all happened. And by the way, that one on giving, if you keep following, it mentions a guy, it says they gave as every man had need. It mentions a guy named Barnabas, he gave and laid it at the apostles' feet because he had a heart for God. And it won't long after, if you keep reading the book of Acts, Acts 5, say the couple's name if you know it. They faked it. Say their name out loud. And Sapphira. Don't look mean at me if I think a lot of what I see is fake. God showed it to us right in the Word that people would try to do this. And I'm not painting everything with a brush. I know it sounds like I'm trying to teach something today. But not only did they fake it, somebody else came along, and his name was Simon the Sorcerer, if you'll just keep reading. And he tried to do what? Buy it. Do you remember that or not? And it seems like a lot I see today with the Holy Spirit's teaching is a lot of crazy, a lot of fake things, and a lot of buying. A lot of money's changing hands. Have you noticed that? Yes or no? Guys, be wise. Say that with me. Be what? One more time. Be what? And study your Bible. How about that? Amen? Say that. Can we praise the Lord? How about that? How about study the Bible? Praise the Lord. Not trying to be ugly today. I hope some of you will say, Clark, I'm learning something. I hope you're learning something today. But I'm not done. I know you thought it was. We're close, though. See, I don't think the Holy Spirit is schizophrenic at all. I don't think. I think the Holy Spirit is consistent. Would you say that word with me? Consistent. Do you think the Lord's called us to be consistent? You think that's a good track, a good person? I mean, you think we should be consistent? Or like a yo-yo? Say, be like a yo-yo! No, consistent. I think the Holy Spirit is consistent. And I'd like to show you something that I sort of found and discovered, and I just think it's really helpful. I'd like to take the last few moments and talk about the fruits of the Holy Spirit. We're talking about the presence of the power of the Holy Spirit and the fruits of the Holy Spirit. And I know some of you might come today, and I'm not studying it today, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. There are gifts of the Holy Spirit. I'm not getting into that today, but I think we need to go over this, the presence, and I think we need to go over the fruits so that the gifts don't get crazy, so that we understand better. Is that understood? So, let's go with the fruits of the Holy Spirit now, not take a long time. Here they are. Let's say them together. Here they are. Here they are. But the fruit of the Spirit, say it with me, is, say them out loud, here we go, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. So there's nine. So there were nine witnesses of the presence of the power of the Holy Spirit. There may have been more, but we see nine. And there's nine what? Fruits. I just want you to see the consistency of them. I want you to see the consistency of them. And we're going to lay them on top of each other in just a second. Love. What is love? It's sacrifice. It's not scratchy. What do I mean? You didn't have to scratch his back, so don't make others scratch yours. That's the fruit of the Holy Spirit. We love. Love is unconditional. Love of the Holy Spirit is not, you scratch my back, I scratch yours. You give me something, I give you something. That ain't love. Sounds like a business transaction. Love freely gives. Did you hear me? Love. Number two, joy. Joy, the way we say it, the way I say it, is knowing God lives in my house. Joy. Jesus in me. Joy. God lives in my house. The technical term in the seminary stuff is the abiding presence of God. Joy. Okay? You with me? Keep walking. Peace. Say those three words with me. Forgiven. Forgotten. One more time. Forgiven. Forgotten. Forever. Okay, peace. The fruit of the Holy Spirit is peace with God. I have peace with God now, but I also have the peace, what? Of God in my life. Amen? Guys, if you know your Bible and you've really been saved, and you stay, let the Holy Spirit help you, you don't have to doubt your salvation. You don't have to doubt that God loves you. You don't have to doubt who made the sun set at night. You don't have to doubt who made that ocean. You don't have to doubt that God loves you to pieces. Amen? Absolutely. Peace. Long-suffering, what is that? It's enduring with patience the what? How have you been able to endure things in your life as a believer that's been very, very difficult? You know how you did it? The power of the, and the fruit of the Spirit in your life. The way I say it is it's bearing up with a what? Smile. And that's my mama. Nobody did it better than my mama. Beat by somebody during the week. But you'd never know by the way she walked with her faith and her testimony. I think my mother's last words, looking down a 357 Magnum, I believe she had a smile on her face. That's the way I see her. Saying, you can't threaten me with heaven. You hear me today? Bearing up with a smile. Do you think that early church had to bear up with each other a little bit? Say yes or no. Isn't that funny? Keep looking. Gentleness. Fruits of the Spirit. It's a respectful what? Kindness. Here's how we say it where I'm from. It's not rude or mean as a snake. Gentleness. We're not to be what? Rude or mean as a snake. Or ill as a hornet. That's the way we say it. That's not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's gentle. Fruit of the Spirit. Got it? Yes or no? See how the early church, I don't think they were rude or mean as a snake. Because the Holy Spirit was there. Goodness. What's the word goodness mean? It really has the idea of giving cheerfully. Giving. Giving. You know what a good thing to do is to give to helping hands. A good thing to bring fruit, food. That's giving. Giving. But goodness is really not just giving, it's giving how? Cheerfully, yeah. It's going the extra mile for who? For folks. That's the fruit of the Spirit. I don't know if you're getting it, but I think a lot of this stuff, the presence that we saw and the fruit that I'm seeing, boy, that's what the world needs. That's the power of the Holy Spirit that the world needs. Since when did it go from that to some kind of show? Instead of a show, I think it ought to be a go. Amen. Instead of show and tell, how about go and tell? Amen. Say. That sounds like what Jesus said. Did he say go and tell? Yeah. Keep looking. Faith. What's faith? It's knowing God is what? And the word faith to me means this. Believe God how? I believe God what? What if you say something that doesn't line up with the Word of God? Guess who I'm going to believe? God. Period. Meekness. Strength under what? It's being a what? A war horse for Jesus. It doesn't mean I'm not strong. No, there's a war horse right here. It means this war horse is under God's control. Amen? So therefore, we don't go the head through the wall. Amen? Yes or no? Meekness. Strength under control. Temperance. Self what? Controlling yourself. That's not out of control what? Living. So those are the fruits of the Spirit. We could say a lot more about them, but I thought we'd do it real quick like that. So now we saw the press. Don't go to sleep. We're almost done. Come on. You want to be here for wake up for the end of the message. Here we go. So here we go. We got the presence of the Holy Spirit's power in the early church, and we've got now the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Did we see that? And I said to you, I don't believe the Holy Spirit. And I know that doesn't sound like it's a nice word, but schizophrenic, what I mean is I think he's consistent. I don't think he's crazy. And that's how I look at things. So let's look now back to the book of Acts, and let's see what we learned today. We saw the witnesses. Let's start out with number one. Look at it. Just look at it with me. They gladly received God's word. How does that line up with the fruit of the Holy Spirit? That's faith. Did you see that or not? I believe God, so I receive God's word, so faith is I believe God what? Period. Did you see that? Do you see how those two go hand in hand, yes or no? Yeah, let's look at another one. Obedient to the Lord's command. They were baptized. Obedient to the Lord's command. Look at that. Meekness. That is strength under control. That is, listen. It's not my way, but His way. Meekness. I'm going to be obedient to His way, not my way. Did you see that? I'm obedient to the Lord's command. By the way, being baptized in Jesus could have caused them imprisonment, persecution, and we do know it did cause them imprisonment and persecution, cause Stephen his life. Is that the truth? Yes or no? Sure it did. Meekness. Look at the third one. Steadfast they were. Temperance. That's self-control. Steadfast. What keeps you putting that one foot in front of the other, making good decisions, good choices? That's the Holy Spirit. That's a fruit of the Holy Spirit. Keep looking. Fearing the Lord. They had awe and respect for the Lord. Okay? They respected the Lord. I put the word love there. They feared the Lord. They loved the Lord. They loved people because of the Lord. I don't think these things are out of whack. I think you could find a lot of these words on a lot of these lines. Number five. Number nine. Voluntarily serve the Lord. Gentleness. Is that the word? Goodness. Giving cheerfully. That's what they did. They gave as others had need. Keep looking. I'm sorry, that's gentleness. That's not rude or mean as a snake, right? Excuse me on that one. So voluntarily serving the Lord, that's getting along, that's being kind to one another, that's not being rude or mean as a snake. We voluntarily serve the Lord here. Freely give to the work of the Lord, that's the word goodness. Freely giving, goodness, cheerfully giving. Going the extra mile for people. Continuing in unity every day. What's the fruit of the Spirit for that? That's what? Say it with me. One more time. How do you continue in unity every day? Somebody tell me the word. Period. Period. How does that happen? The power of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord regardless of the situation. Joy. No matter what you're going through, God lives in your house. Amen. Say, I praise the Lord through anything. Why? He ain't leaving me. I still got Him. Praise the Lord. And then finally, the last one of the nine, these are in order, these ain't. Walking in favor of the Lord is the word what? I have the peace of God, I have peace with God, and I also have peace with others. How does that happen? The. So did y'all listen today? Did you hear anything? Now we're done with the message. Here we go, Raj. Here we go. Now I'm going to ask you to help me, because this has been quite a study today, and I hope that you've learned. I have. Because the power of the Holy Spirit is in my life, I'd like you to say these one by one with me. Because the power of the Holy Spirit is in my life, would you say it with me? I gladly receive God's Word because I have, number two, I believe God, period. Number two, I am obedient to the Lord's commands because I am meek. Number three, I am steadfast in the Lord because I have temperance. Number four, or whatever. I fear the Lord because I love Him. I will voluntarily serve the Lord because I have... Are you getting it or not? I freely give to the work of the Lord because I have... goodness. I will continue in unity every day because I am... I praise the Lord regardless, help me, because I have... joy. And finally, say it with me. I walk in the favor of the Lord because I have. We're done today. Forgiven, forgotten, forever. What we learned today? Witnesses to the presence of the power of the Holy Spirit. I hope that you saw today. I know like some of you, oh my gosh. But you'll be all right. Hope that you saw today some of the real deal. Amen. Did you hear me today? Praise the Lord for His Word this morning. Come on, praise the Lord with me this morning. Yeah! I liked it.